listening to the John Barrett Leadership Podcast, where you'll hear great ideas, insight, and inspiration to level up your leadership ability.
Hey, everybody, it is John Barrett once again on the John Barrett Leadership Podcast. It is so good to have you listening in every month as we always bring you a new episode to help level you up so that you don't level out in your influence, your impact, your income, your ideas, all those things that make you successful. It is so good to have you here today. We've got another episode that we're going to bring to you that I think is going to help level you up in a lot of ways on the inside. Internally, it's going to take you to a whole nother level. Real quick, a few housekeeping things. Make sure that you go to johnbarrettleadership.com. Go check out all the resources I've got out there, free books and all kinds of different articles and tips and tricks and all kinds of things you can do to be a better leader. Also have a YouTube channel, Level Up Your Leadership with John Barrett. You can go check out, and there are some great videos that you can watch, and they're visual leadership lessons with me on a flip chart, where I'm kind of visually unpacking one thought anywhere from maybe 7 to 10 minutes. What's really cool about it is that you can take those videos and actually create a level up guide is what I call it, where you can download that to go along with the video. And you can watch this with your team. You can watch it by yourself and just go through the guide, or you can watch it with your team. And it's got group discussion questions. It's got an application section. It's got all kinds of information in there that's going to help you have some really, really good kind of Kickstarter ideas and discussion topics that you can rally behind so that you can take whatever topic we're talking about and unpack it together as a team and learn and grow together. Here's what I know. A team that learns together will grow together, and a team that grows together will win together. If you want to win, you've got to develop your team to be the best. You got to develop yourself to be the best. And when you do that, you're going to win. You're going to be successful. So make sure that you go do all that. Go look at all those resources. Watch those videos. Get those level up guides. Do everything you can. All right. Today, I want to talk to you about the power of talking to yourself. The power of talking to yourself. Listen, this is huge. Today, we're going to talk about you. We're going to talk about leading yourself. We're going to talk about the way that you talk to yourself, how powerful it is, and how powerful it is when you talk to yourself. So listen, words are not only powerful. We know that words are powerful, but listen, they're prophetic. And here's what I mean by that. The words that you continuously tell yourself, the way that you talk to yourself, the words that you use, the way that you talk to yourself literally becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy of your future. That is a fact. I promise you that somebody that is ragging on themselves and dogging on themselves and talks negative to themselves over and over and over again is going to create a future with negativity. You are going to miss opportunities. You're not going to see the things around you. You're not going to take advantage of things. You're not going to step up with confidence. You're not going to step out with confidence. You're not going to do any of that because you're not going to believe in yourself. You're not going to think you got what it takes. You're going to talk yourself out of it. And your mind is going to be in this sort of depressive state, if you will, because of the way that you talk to yourself. Now, on the flip side, here's the good news, that words are prophetic, that they literally can be a self-fulfilling prophecy for your future in a good way. I promise you that if you start talking to yourself with powerful words, with a strong narrative of confidence, when you begin to build yourself up, believe in yourself, do all the things that are necessary in order to be successful, you are going to create opportunities in the future. That's a fact. I can tell you that if we could take your words and the things that you say to yourself and actually make them audible for others to hear, I'm telling you, well, that'd be a scary thought, wouldn't it? That's a pretty crazy thought to think about that. But if we could, I'm telling you, we would see a pattern, and we would begin to see those that are successful, the way they talk about themselves is very, very intentional, and it's very powerful. It's uplifting. It's encouraging. And those that talk to themselves in a negative way and dog themselves and all that, I promise you that we're going to see them struggle, and we could see it. We could literally attach the words and the way that they talk to themselves with their future. So when I share this, I just want you to know that what's at stake here is a lot. It's literally your future. Now, I'm not saying it's only dependent on the way that you talk to yourself. There's other factors about our success in the future, no doubt. But what is the fundamental, one of the most foundational approaches is the way that we talk to ourselves. Because we all have conversations with ourselves in our minds every day. In fact, you spend the most time with yourself. Do you know who the person is that you will log the most hours with in your entire lifetime? It is you. Make no mistake, the person who has the most influence on you is you. It's yourself. Because you are having conversations with yourself every single day in your mind. And I would argue that the most important conversations that we have on a daily basis is the ones we have with ourselves. The most important conversation you're going to have today is the conversation that you have with yourself. The most important conversation you're going to have tomorrow is the conversation that you have with yourself. When you wake up, when you start going about your day, midday, afternoon, the evening, all the conversations, all the things that you're telling yourself, those are the most important conversations you'll ever have in your day. It's not the only ones, but it's the most important ones. Listen, there is no one that you spend more time with than yourself. You are internally commenting on every experience throughout your entire day. Everything that happens in your life, everything, I mean, literally on your way to work, driving or walking, or when you get in the office or you start logging in to do your work, every experience that you have, you are commentating on it. You are narrating that in your mind, why it happened and what you think about yourself and what you think about others. And you're just narrating all day. It's like a commentary on your life. It's like a sports announcer that as the game of life is going, you are literally sitting there talking to yourself about the good, the bad, the ugly, everything. Listen, you get no break, no rest, no silence from yourself. You follow yourself around every single day at every moment. And guess what? You have an opinion about every move that you take, every thought that you take, everything that you do, you have an opinion about. Good, bad, ugly, indifferent, whatever it is. Listen, there's no human voice louder than the one that is in your own head. That's a fact. There is no other voice louder than the one that's in your head. So if I were to ask you, what is the narrative? If this is so vital, let me reverse this for a minute. Let me say this. If I were to tell you that someone was going to follow you around all day and they were going to speak into your life all day, every day, I mean, literally throughout the entire day, do you think that that would impact you over time? Now, I would think that you would say, yes, of course it would. Like, one, it would drive you crazy. But two, it would impact you. If somebody was always telling you, you're not going to make it, it's not going to work, you need to worry, you need to have stress, you need to have fear, how are you ever going to get this done, you're in over your head. If you had somebody walking around with you, another person, and they were saying that all day, of course it would affect your future. Now, vice versa, I promise you, if you had somebody walking around with you all day and you could endure it, and they were encouraging you all to say, you got this, you can do it, you can make it happen. I'm telling you, you do 100 times better in what you do. I mean, think about the people in your life that have encouraged you, just a friend or a mentor or a boss or a leader or somebody that came around you and just encouraged you and said, you got this, I believe in you. And they encouraged you, they inspired you. In fact, you left that conversation and felt like you could take on the world. We've all experienced that. That's the power of words. Now, that's coming from somebody else. Imagine how much more powerful it is when you are doing it to yourself. You are literally following yourself around all day speaking into it. You know, I saw a study years ago that was done on plants, and this was phenomenal. You've probably seen something like this. There's a lot of different variations of the study and a lot of different things that people do, but they took plants. And they basically put plants in a room, and over time, they would speak really softly and encouraging to the plants. And then they had another experiment where they would yell and scream all these kind of obscenities and anger and mad and scream at the plant and yell at the plant. Did you know that the plants that were in the environment where they were being encouraged, they grew much healthier and stronger? And the ones that didn't, they got worse, and many of them actually eventually died. Now, the environment was the same in terms of the lighting and the moisture and all those things being equal in the air. It was literally the power of this frequency of these words, this vibration of our words, and the power of those words coming out that literally impacted the plants, good or bad. Now, you can go read about this. You can go look at it. It's all over everywhere. It's a phenomenal study. And they've done this on other things. I mean, they've actually done this with animals. They've done it with other kind of things throughout life. And they've worked on the power of words and the power of frequency. And I'm telling you, there is a powerful thing to learn about this. So I just encourage you with that. Again, I'm trying to lay some groundwork here of how important it is that the words that we say and the way that we talk to ourselves, right? Think about this. Self-talk determines self-worth. That's a fact. Self-talk determines self-worth. If you want to have a high self-worth as a leader, as someone who's going to be successful, then your self-talk has to be in line with that. And I promise you that if you see somebody that has low self-worth and they don't believe in themselves and they struggle with confidence, I promise you that there is a lot of self-talk going in there that is negative, that isn't uplifting, and it's dogging them and it's bringing them down. The words you say to yourself will ultimately define who you'll become. The good news is that you can talk your way into a better future. I mean, that's a powerful thought. You can talk your way into a better future. And I don't mean that to sound mystical or like, you know, some ethereal thing. I mean, just literally, you can talk your way into a better future. The more you encourage yourself, the better you're going to be. So listen, this isn't mumbo jumbo, positive hype and just, you know, kind of whatever it is, like feel good, sound good and all that. Listen, this is how we are wired. Our brains, they're comprised of billions and billions of pathways where information travels all the time. And these pathways are always under construction. In fact, it's a term used called neuroplasticity. Basically, your brain is ever adapting and reinventing itself and forming based on the information it receives. And as new information comes in, the new pathways are kind of formed. New neurons fire and they connect and old ones begin to break down. And listen, this can be good news or this can be bad news, depending on what information your brain is processing. Environmental things and experiences, emotions, thoughts, words, all of these experiences that we have in life have a tremendous impact on our ability to function optimally. Now, when you go study highly successful people, one of the things that you'll find is that they're very intentional about the information and the things that they surround themselves with. That they don't wake up every day and just pour in negativity all day. I mean, I'm telling you, I don't know very many highly successful people that inundate themselves with just negativity. That the first thing they do in the morning is just turn on news and death and destruction and chaos and all this political unrest and all these things. They don't fill their mind with that junk. No, it doesn't mean that they don't keep up to date on the news. Obviously, they do. But they are filling their mind with things that are life-giving. They're going to help them be more successful because they know that your brain, our brains, are wired in a way that it responds to the information it receives. And it receives negative information in that, guess what? Your neurons will begin to fire. You'll begin to create pathways of negativity. That's why negativity breeds negativity. I mean, we have these sayings that you know, all throughout life, that misery loves company. Well, why is that? Because negativity just breeds more negativity. It's what it does. And when your brain is constantly, these neurons are connecting in your brain about negativity, then that's what you come to believe. That's what you come to think everything is. And the lens that you view life is through that. Now, the good news is you can reverse that because the more you pump positivity into you, the more your neurons fire and connect and work together and neuroplasticity, your mind begins to form more successful, more into a positive kind of environment, you begin to actually see opportunities. You actually begin to have ideas that are going to help take you to the next level. But if you don't do that, it's going to break them down. Neuroplasticity, your brain has the ability to reinvent itself and to rebuild itself and refire and reform. It's phenomenal. It's incredible what the brain has the power to do. But this lets us know that we are in control. We've got to create a successful brain, a successful mind. You're never going to be a great leader. You're never going to reach the level of success until you start with your mind. It's your mindset. We know this. I mean, come on. We've heard this a million times. What's your mindset? You got to have the right mindset. There's a million resources out there about creating a better mindset. So I just want to add to it today and encourage you and help you to say, listen, what are you going to do to get intentional about this? Your thoughts, literally, your words will become your actions and your habits over time. What you're communicating to yourself is going to wire your brain to produce an easy pathway to that result. Did you get that? What you're communicating to yourself will wire your brain to produce an easy pathway to that result. If you constantly say and believe that you aren't a creative person, guess what? You're actually going to create that behavior. Your brain will have a hard time being creative because it's going to flow to these unimaginative pathways that you've constructed, just that, hey, I'm not that. But if you consistently say that you don't have enough resources to get something done, your brain's going to have difficulty finding resources to get it done. You're not going to recognize it. Listen, that limiting self-talk is why we hit mental roadblocks. It's why when we're doing something that we don't know what to do and we get confused and we get stressed and we worry and all of a sudden now we can't think straight. We know that fear breeds this inability to process and make decisions. We freeze. We just get, you know, kind of scared and we shake and we get worried and we can't think straight. You've all been there. you've been in a situation where, you know, somebody called on you to speak and you weren't ready and you're like, oh gosh. And all of a sudden now you got so nervous, you couldn't even form a thought. You couldn't even put words together. You're like, oh my gosh, what am I going to say? I don't know. And it's coming out all jumbly and all that because fear, cortisol, that stress hormone begins to be released in your body and your brain isn't thinking clearly. But when you have confidence, when you begin to pump yourself full of life and encouragement, and you get around resources and mentors and people and coaches and all that kind of stuff that are pumping yourself full of the right things, you're going to begin to think clearly. You're going to have confidence. You're going to be able to release neurochemicals that are actually going to help you think, help you have ideas, help you see pathways that others don't see, opportunities that others don't see. You know, the only difference between successful people and unsuccessful people is the opportunities that they see, not the opportunities they have, right? There's been a big myth that, you know, well, it's just that successful people just got a lucky break and others didn't. No. I mean, obviously, some people get a lucky break. I get that. But for the most part, success starts in the mind. Those that are successful, they pump themselves full of positivity in life so that they can see opportunities. And when they do, they capitalize on it, where most people don't even see an opportunity. It's phenomenal. So there's three things I want to talk to you about today when it comes to talking to yourself. So I want to talk to you about talking to yourself. Three things that I want you to do. Three things that I want you to think about. And it's what you say, how you say it, and when you say it. The what, the how, and the when. And I want to just kind of break these down for us so that you get a little understanding and say, John, if talking to myself is so important, what do I need to know? Well, what you say. Let's start there. What you say. Your daily conversation, it's either going to be encouraging or discouraging to yourself. It's one of the two. It's not going to be neutral. It's either going to help you progress into greater success or regress in lack of confidence. It's your choice. I've personally found that I'm my worst enemy or my best friend, depending on the situation. I'm either my worst enemy where I am dogging myself and talking myself out of things, or I can be my best friend and I'm encouraging myself and pushing myself. Listen, we control our well-being. So we have to understand that we've got to lead ourselves. As a leader, who do you start with first? I went up years ago. Somebody said, John, I want to be a great leader. Who do I start with? I said, start with you. Start with yourself. And interestingly enough, did you know the hardest person you will ever lead in your entire life is yourself? That's right. The hardest person that you will ever lead is yourself. President Roosevelt said years ago that he said, if I could kick the person most responsible for my troubles, I wouldn't be able to sit down for a week. It was about himself. It was the idea that the person that's responsible for most of my troubles is me. So you got to understand the hardest person you're ever going to lead is yourself. But if you can master yourself, if you can learn to lead yourself well, starting with the way you talk to yourself and what you say to yourself, that is going to help you be more successful. If you can get yourself in check, you're going to have a much better time and easier time influencing others, connecting with them, encouraging them, and helping them be the best that they can be. You'll never be a great leader to others unless you can be a great leader to yourself. Listen, there are a lot of people that I see that want to be great leaders to the masses. They want to have influence. They want to be that person that people look up to and they're inspired by and that they hear wisdom from. And then I look at them and think, well, what are you doing to lead yourself? You think you're just going to kind of dog yourself and not be intentional about your own life? And then you're just going to go and reach all these people and they're going to look up to you? Of course not. You got to start with yourself. That doesn't mean you're going to be perfect. I'm not saying you don't have troubles and challenges. We all do. But you've got to start with leading yourself. So what are you saying to yourself? You've got to take inventory of what are you loading up in your mind? What are the things that you're consistently saying to yourself? What are they? What is the nature? What is the narrative that you're giving yourself? Are you living out kind of a action movie and a story and that's the narrative? Or are you living a horror tragedy kind of story, right? Like which one? Every author has a narrative in the way that they write their story. When you live your life and as your story is being written in your life and you're making choices and doing things, what's the narrative? Every author has a narrative and you have a narrative. What's your narrative? Listen, is it a comedy? I mean, do you just kind of look at yourself and not take it serious? Is it a tragedy? Is it just, you know, constantly kind of speaking negative? Or is it an action movie? Is it something inspiring where you're speaking life and moving forward? You get the point. So listen, I want to encourage you, take inventory of what you say to yourself. I had a good friend years ago who's a personal trainer, and he told me that what he did is he wanted to know what the state of his mind was. And he just realized that he can really slip in the negativity in the way that he talks about himself and situations and all that. So what he did is he took this challenge. He just came up with it. And what he did is he set every hour on his phone, every hour on the hour, he set a timer, an alarm on his phone. And he did this for like a week or a few weeks straight. And basically that alarm would go off and he had a little note on it that would say, check your mindset. And what he would do is that every hour he would just see where his mind was. Was he positive, uplifting? Was his mind in the right place? Or was it negative? Did he have a bad experience? Was he complaining or whatever it was? And he said, John, this was fascinating. He said, I don't know how many times throughout the day. He said, it was actually kind of concerning. He said that first few days, I mean, every time that timer went off, I would just check myself and I would remember or I would realize that, wow, I am not in a intentional place to speak life and to get my thoughts in the right place. And he did this just to try to create a habit in his life. And I thought this was fascinating. In fact, I've always wanted to do it. I haven't done it yet, but I've always thought, what a cool kind of exercise to do. So I want to encourage you, whether you do that on your phone or whatever it is, maybe you take a week and just see where you're at, or just start somewhere and just take inventory. What are you saying to yourself? Literally, think about it. Think about the words. If they're that powerful, think about what you're saying to yourself. Second thing I want you to think about is how you say it. So not just what you say to yourself, but how are you saying it? Check this out. Columbia University professor Ethan Cross, he said this. He studied how using different pronouns in your self-talk affects your performance. So he formed two groups of people who were told that they have to give a speech to a large group of people with only 5 minutes of preparation. On top of the high stress situation, he stated that this large group of people listening would be speech experts judging them and that their presentation would also be videotaped. Wow, could you imagine? You got these two groups and all things being equal, they had to go in, they were 5 minutes, they told they had to prep and they were going to give a speech, it had to be amazing, and they were going to be expert speech judges that were going to tell them how they did and they were going to videotape it. So how frightening, right? Both groups were told that positive talk would alleviate their stress and help their chances of being better communicators. So one group was instructed to refer to themselves in first person, using the word I in their self-talk. The other group was instructed to refer to themselves in second or third person, using their name or the word you. So Cross's study found that the second group, who used second person or third person self-talk, were considerably less stressed and performed significantly better than in their presentations. Here's what he said, quote, we find that a subtle linguistic shifting from I to your own name can have really powerful self-regulatory effects. Cross told NPR this. He said, it's almost like you are duping yourself into thinking about you as though you were another person. You were another person. So I remember reading that years ago and I thought, how interesting. I never thought about talking to myself in the second or the third person. So referring to my name, John, you got this, right? Like talking to myself like I was somebody else and referring to yourself in that third person kind of way. So, or you've got this and that and kind of, you know, changing the way that we kind of talk about ourselves, how we do it. So here's what I encourage you. You need to talk to yourself just as you would another person. Now, you may go, John, this is a little bit hokey, this is a little bit weird. I'm just telling you, based on research, they say, they have studied this, that people that talk to themselves in second or third person are more confident. They have more ability to be successful and their stress levels go down and their success goes up. So listen, use your specific name to refer to yourself, which is going to boost your confidence. Using your name allows you to separate yourself from the challenges around you. Kind of lifts you to a higher vantage point above your situation. Speak to yourself as though you're already the person you desire to become. I want you to think about that. Speak to yourself as though you are already the person you desire to become. So whenever you have that imposter syndrome and you're in a situation where you're thinking, I don't know if I can go into this meeting. I don't know if I've got what it takes. There's all this conflict. I've got to address it. What am I going to do? What if I flub? What if I don't do this? Oh my gosh, start changing that narrative. And just start, you know, if it was me, I'd say, John, you got this. John, you know how to handle conflict. You're going to go in. You're going to be collective. You're going to go in. You're going to be precise. You're going to walk in with confidence. John, you've got this. You can do it. And just start pep talking yourself. I am telling you, It is powerful. I've been practicing this for years. People always ask me all the time, they say, John, you just seem really confident. You seem like you never get stressed. You seem like you're always just so level-headed. In fact, that's feedback I get all the time. Now, listen, that's not just some random thing that happens, guys. I'm going to take a little credit for this. I've been very intentional in my life for a long time. In fact, as far as I can remember, to practice these kind of things, even before I understood a framework for it, I still knew the power of it. And so I just talk to myself all the time. John, you got this. John, you're going to be successful. John, you're going to kill this presentation. You're going to do great at it. You're going to be able to offer wisdom. You're going to be able to be in the zone. You love doing this. This is what you love to do. You're going to be great at this. You got this. You got this. I was born ready for this. In fact, if you know me very well, you'll know that a lot of times when I'm with somebody or I'm traveling with someone or I'm getting ready to go up on speak on stage or whatever it is, they'll look at me and they'll say, are you ready? And if you know me and you've been around me a lot, you know one of my buzzwords is this. This is what my response almost always is. I was born ready. Right? Like I was born ready. I mean, I tell myself that all the time and it's actually become a habit. And I do it not just to be trite or whatever. I'm doing it because I'm building myself up. I'm saying, listen, you were born ready. You were born for this. You're ready to go. You got this. So how do you talk to yourself? Not just what do you say, but how do you say it? I want to encourage you. Talk to yourself in third person. Give yourself pep talks. Give yourself everything that you need to do. When you're getting ready to go into a meeting, stop talking and thinking about all the worries. What if it goes wrong? Do not let your mind go down that route. And don't start saying all these things like it's not going to work out. It's going to fall apart. You got to figure this out. What are you going to do? You got to figure out an escape route. What are you going to do on that presentation? How are you going to handle this conflict with that other person? What are you going to do about this? What if you don't get this done right? What if you make a mistake? You got to stop going there. And you got to start saying to yourself, you got this, John, you got this. You're going to do it. You're not going to make mistakes. You're going to be thorough. You're going to be confident in this. You're going to begin to trust yourself and your instincts. You're going to do great in this presentation. You're going to do great when you confront that other person and you have that conversation because you're doing it from a place of trying to be helpful. And that's how you're going to do it. That's how you're going to make it happen. So how do you say it? So I want you to think about that. Third one is this, when you say it. So not just what you say, but how you say it and when you say it is very important. Listen, everyone deals with negative self-talk, but they especially deal with it when they're getting ready to do something outside of their comfort zone. In fact, here's the deal. If you're comfortable with things, you probably don't have a lot of negative self-talk. You're probably pretty good with it. You're like, oh yeah, I'm comfortable with it. I got it. But whenever you face something outside of your comfort zone, you are going to have that gremlin that just raises its voice within inside of you and starts saying, you aren't going to get this. You're going to mess up. It's not going to be good. And that chatterbox in your mind just starts going to town. And it usually happens whenever you're pushing yourself a little further than you ever have. You're stepping out of your comfort zone. Now, here's the good news in this. When you step out of your comfort zone, that's when you're going to grow. So listen, you got to flip the script. That negative voice is going to tell you you can't do it. It won't work. Who do you think you are? All this try to stuff. It's going to try to limit you from your potential. But you have to understand that when you get ready to do something big, negative self-talk is always going to whisper and scream in your voice. You got to combat that voice with a greater voice. A voice of confidence, a voice of courage. The moment you hear the gremlin inside you is when that inner warrior has to start shouting louder. And it's a fight, it's a battle, and you're going to have to be intentional about it, but you better come right over the top of that. And you got to understand that that negative self-talk is talking to you because you're stepping out of your comfort zone. If it was in your comfort zone, you probably don't have any self-talk. It's when you step out of your comfort zone that that self-talk begins to get negative. And I want it to be a sign to you because here's what I want you to do when you flip the script. I want you to start saying, hey, you know what? This is an opportunity to grow. This is an opportunity. Hey, I'm feeling a little bit of stress here because I've got an opportunity to grow. Hey, this is just another notch in my belt, getting me one step closer to success so that I can be the best that I can be. So I want to challenge you when you say it, whenever you're facing something big, you better talk to yourself good. So what you say, how you say it, and when you say it. You better build yourself up when you need it the most. Guys, I hope this was helpful to you. I know it's a little different. It's not necessarily a leadership kind of a thing. This is for everybody. But as a leader, you got to get this right. Because if you can lead yourself well, you're going to lead others well. If you can encourage yourself, you're going to encourage others well. If you can be confident in yourself, you're going to help others be confident. If you can lead yourself, you're going to lead others well. Guys, come back next month and we'll have another episode here on the John Barrett Leadership Podcast where we're going to help level you up so that you can make an impact, my friends.
Thanks for listening to the John Barrett Leadership Podcast. To get more of John's resources, visit www.johnbarrettleadership.com.